But sometimes, particularly young black men, don't have someone in their household pushing them necessarily. Mom may be pushing them, but they don't have that male figure pushing them. I'm going to play you something, then we're going to get your reaction, because I think we got to do something about this organization, Young Men, Inc. They've been around, Alpha, you remember Malachi Walker?
Oh, yes, I do.
They have been around in this city since 1994. They started with a little grant from the state police, like of $2,000 and 25 kids. This is an organization don't need a lot of money. They're not looking for $1 million. I think they'd like $1 million, but not looking for $1 million. You know, they're looking for something in the mid five figures, can put on a great program. They don't have a lot of staff, but Reverend Walker and the people that work with him, it's a labor that God has put on his heart. And yesterday, Russ McQuaid at Fox 59 did a story. Because this is an organization that we should be funding as a community. Lilly Endowment got a gazillion dollars, can't break off a piece for Young Men, Inc. Central Indiana Community Foundation, they got half of a gazillion dollars, they can't break off a piece for Young Men, Inc. The mayor had $5 million of tax money that was supposed to be used for community crime prevention grants. He done pocketed $3 million of the money to cover the deficits in public safety. And they can't find any money. So you here, listen to the audio. I wish I had the video of Russ McQuaid's story and what happened when the mayor went out to talk to these young people yesterday. That was not good staff work, mayor staff. And hear what happened.
You're looking at the kids from the Young Men Incorporated literally out beating the drums and the streets to raise enough money to keep themselves out of trouble this summer.
No telling what they'd be doing, Russ. You know, they can be out on the street making some choices that could cost them their future.
But they spent part of the morning in a church basement listening to Mayor Ballard remind them that one day he was in their shoes.
You are who you hang out with.
Monday, the Indy Parks Foundation announced it handed out $1.8 million in crime prevention grants. But not the $51,000 Malachi Walker asked for to keep Young Men Incorporated running.
This money is very important, and like I was wondering, like if you know any, like since it's not in your hands, do you know any tips that we can get them?
Well, not through the Parks Foundation. There's a strict process now, so we just have to see if there's no way of getting anything done.
This is the way Young Men is getting it done, without the mayor or the city county council or the Parks Foundation's help.
I was a little taken aback by how young a lot of them were today. These groups like this that we really want to continue. So we'll do what we can for these guys because I know they have an impact.
And my brother, when he was coming to the camp, he was expelled from two schools. And this camp has really helped us.
The mayor says he might be able to find some money for groups like 10 Point Coalition, who provide faith walkers to keep the peace downtown on the canal and during Black Expo and in violent neighborhoods. But the kids from Young Men Incorporated are on their own.
It's a shame there's not enough money to go around. Would I do it a little bit differently? Sure.
Hey, for our children.
The mayor says it's a shame there's not enough money to go around. As much money has been wasted in this city, the mayor has the unmitigated gall to say it's a shame. Maybe I'll find money for the 10-point coalition, but Reverend Walker doesn't know what I'm about to do. I want y'all to call his church, Great Commission Baptist Church. I'm sorry, Great Commission Church of God. Great Commission Church of God. It's over 33rd and Arsenal. Phone number is 923-7690. We need y'all to give up some contributions to Young Men, Inc. Cash. I believe you can write a check. I'm not sure whether to write it to the church. Probably to Young Men, Inc. Get it over there. The program does great work. They've got about 30 to 50 kids that were in working with the program now. I mean, school just ended, and he had those young men there. And I wish you'd have seen the video. The mayor looked like he was a little uncomfortable talking to those young people. We know the mayor ain't going to help. Lilly Endowment ought to help, but they're clueless. Central Indiana Community Foundation, they'd rather get a slave statue than help a program that helps our kids. Now, I know this audience, we can't raise hundreds of thousands of dollars. But I'm asking you to do what you can to donate to Young Men, Inc. Their office is over at 33rd and Arsenal. Their phone number, the church, is 923-7690. Now, I don't want you to call and make a pledge and you don't redeem that pledge for another 5 years. I need you to make a decision that you're going to get a contribution over there to the church. I believe you can make the checks out to Young Men, Inc. And if the folks from Young Men, Inc., if I'm giving that information incorrectly, call me at 239-1310, 239-1310. The other thing is, why aren't the major foundations of this city even willing to support these positive programs for our youth? The mayor shouldn't be saying, oh, it's a shame I can't do it. He needs to be on the phone to the head of the Lilly Endowment saying, I need some money, Lilly Endowment. Steve Goldsmith did that. Bill Hudnut did that. Dick Lugar did that. Bart Peterson did that. What's Greg Ballard's problem? I know they have. The mayor of Indianapolis has the number to Lilly Endowment on speed dial in the office. We'll get your reaction to all of this, but get your pennies together, get your nickels and dimes. Take them over to Great Commission Church, 3302 North Arsenal. That's close to 34th Street and Arsenal, for those of you that are geographically challenged. It's Afternoons with Amos. It's time to do for self more. And we'll get your reaction and calls after these. I think make your contribution to Young Men, Inc. Since Republicans believe in the private sector doing it and not government, then fine. I expect your $50, $100, $200, maybe those of you in the higher income and the lower tax brackets, you might be able to spring for a $250 contribution to Young Men, Inc. In fact, I think I got Reverend Walker on the phone. I'm going to find out, you know, how you make the checks out to. Thank you, Jeff. Reverend Walker, how you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. Amos, how you doing today?
I'm fine. So, I just on the spur of the moment, hearing that young man yesterday, when the mayor was out there, seeing Russ McQuaid's story about your young men out there beating the drum, trying to help, I said to myself, I got to do something. I got to do something to help. I already got a check here for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Amos, I really appreciate that. And, you know, it's one of those things this year was one of those things I was kind of like bent over if I want to continue on.
Mm.
But, you know, it's a ministry and this is what God called me to do. And I said, no, I got to go on. Not only that, the parents in this city, the hundreds of parents who call and ask for the assistance of Young Men, that, you know, to help their son. We have 102 boys signed up. As a matter of fact, I have 85 of them right now down here at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Oh, you're down at the practice.
Absolutely. I got 85 young men down here. I have 10 adults. I got 12 teen counselors, and we're down here and enjoying ourselves.
I got to ask you, while you're down there looking at the quarterback Luck, and is he throwing anything to Reggie yet?
He hadn't thrown nothing. They throwing back and forth to each other. The quarterbacks are just kind of warming up, throwing to each other because they just started.
Okay.
So I'm looking for that.
All right. So if people want to make contributions, I was giving out the number to the church, and if people want to make out checks, they can make it out to Young Men Inc.
Yes, sir. You can make it out to Young Men Inc. And the church number that they call, you probably won't reach anybody at the church right now, but they can call me personally at my cell phone number at 437-7937.
Mm-hmm.
437-7937. And then I can give them more information and direction how they can make their contribution.
Or they can mail it to Young Men Inc. at 3302 North Arsenal?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
Young Men Inc. at 3302 Arsenal, or you can drop it by the church, 3302 North Arsenal. They're probably all down, you know, helping with those young men down at the, what is it, the open, it's kind of like the open practice to see the new quarterback.
Yes, and they're excited and they're fired up. And we got a warm welcome coming in because, you know, one thing of young men to do, I teach a lot of discipline, and we walked in slowly and foul and quietly and politely. And, you know, impress a lot of people.
Mm.
And I just want to thank the Annapolis community. If you are making an effort to make a contribution to Young Men Inc., I just want to say thank you and God bless you right now. And if anything I can do for the community in any kind of way, I'm more than willing and happy to do that.
All right. Appreciate it, Reverend Malachi Walker. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310.